Smash Africa. Friends, let me say this to you. One thing we don't do, especially if we're working from home, okay? I'm doing my radio show live and direct from my extra bedroom in the closet, right? And there's one thing that I've done without fail throughout this lockdown is let the desk drivers, aka technical producers, know what I am cooking. I will say this. Can we not do that? Do not tell people what you're cooking, because homies, stay hungry, aren't you? I needed to throw that out the way. All right, Fernando, do you have a left foot and a right foot? By that, I mean you don't have two left feet. Have you ever thought like you've got what it takes to learn how to Panzola dance? Well, Panzola dance lessons with a Panzola dance king and teacher, Debza, is one of the things that you need to check out over the weekend. Homie is all the way from Naledi in Soweto, and he hosts online classes teaching many South Africans and everybody across the globe. And he joins me on the line. Debo, didn't sound papas.
I'm trying to be busy actually, trying to create more opportunities, you know, through this lockdown situation.
Let's first start about how you would describe the current status Yamapanzula in South Africa and everywhere else in Africa. Like li emi yang, like Spanzula sitse li fire, sitse span.
Yeah man, compared to the past, Panzula nowadays, you know, it's on the mainstream, if I can say that, because now Panzula is gaining recognition internationally, you know. People are more interested in learning Panzula, of which more opportunities are created, you know, for South African Panzula dancers, and like myself, you know, and one of the few that are able to teach online classes, yeah? Mm. So, yeah, that's what it's been happening with Panzula, you know? Yeah, I think
Debza,
it's cool.
You've been a Panzula dancer pretty much all your life, since Ulindwana. Now, I want to know, like, for someone like your age to look now and see the global focus being on Panzula or learning how to Panzula dance, what do you think the interest is coming from, or what is inspiring people to have a look-see and see your footwork?
Well, firstly, you know, Panzula is from the township, you know, of which many people, especially in Johannesburg townships, relate to Panzula because their parents were Panzula, their grandparents were Panzulas, you know what I mean? And it's unique, you know. At first, it was not recognized internationally. And through my journey of dance, when I go internationally, I've showcased this craft, and people are more interested in learning new things, you know what I mean? That's why many people now are interested in learning Panzula. Yeah.
Now, of course, when you come to learning a new thing, there's difficulty to it. What is what is difficult about learning Spansul?
Well, you know, yeah, it's always difficult to learn a new thing, and especially with Spansula, because Panzula is very difficult and it's complicated. You know, usually people would say, as long as you have a rhythm, you can get, you can easily learn a dance. But with Panzula, no, you don't only need a rhythm, you need a proper training. Hence, I was a Panzula all of my life to be the best I am today. You know, I've been practicing a lot, I've been engaging more, a lot. But yeah, you just need a good teacher so that you can be able to learn quickly. And I think I'm one of those good teachers, because, you know, I've been teaching people coming from all over the world, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Debza, ke batla go itse, man. O nana nka lose weight if I start your Panzula virtual classes. Can I use Panzula as a way of losing weight?
Yeah,
let's just do it, man.
Okay. Well, firstly, it's rare to find Panzula dancers that are chubby, you know. Yeah, it's rare. That means maybe people get into Pantula when they are chubby and lose weight afterwards. But like most Pantula dancers are slim, you know what I mean? Are slender, kitty slender.
Never get tired. So definitely, all night long.
Yeah, so definitely with Pantula it's not just a dance, you know. You can use it as a way to get fit, you know what I mean? Because it's like running. It focuses on your cardio, you know, the lower part of your body becomes strong because of you've been stomping, you know, on the ground, running, jumping, you know what I mean? So, yeah, definitely with fitness, you can always consider Pantula.
And I must also take this opportunity and moment to mention that Tebza is recognized globally. Now, when he says he's been doing Spansola all his life and teaching people all over the world, it's like legit. If I had to go through his accomplishments, this would take pretty much the entire interview. But Tebza, tell the 5FM listener what they can benefit from checking out your Pantula lessons on your virtual classes and where they can get a hold of you on social media.
I'm on social media. I'm on Instagram at Tebza Diphehlo. I'm also on Facebook at Tebza Diphehlo. When I teach this workshop, I'm not just teaching dance, you know. I'm teaching a little bit of history of Pantula. Not actually a little bit. I'm teaching a history of Pantula, where it started, you know what I mean, how it influenced many South Africans, you know, and the actual dance as well. So there's a lot that you can learn through my workshop, my virtual classes.
We appreciate you. Thank you for representing South Africa last year at the Red Bull Dance Your Style World Final. And of course, for winning the South African leg of the Red Bull Dance Your Style. And obviously for being in the top 25 of So You Think You Can Dance. The work that you're doing is taking kids off the streets and inspiring them to be the best that they can be in what they love. So we appreciate what you do, Papas. Jaiva when I'm a Jaiva.
Thank you, Abuti. You know. Pantula for life.
Tebuo Tebza Diphehlo. There you heard from him. He's hosting a virtual global Pantula workshop online. Follow him on social media to find out all the details. All righty then.